I call to order the 1708 plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Excellency, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for participating in this meeting today. I have called this plenary meeting to update you on the result of the consultation led by the President on the draft decision for the program of work of the 2024 session of the Conference on Disarmament. However, before proceeding, I wish to take a moment to extend my sincere appreciation to all of you for your invaluable support, encouragement, flexibility, which play a crucial role in the seamless organization of the high-level segment. The informal thematic discussion we have convened have been productive, and thanks to your active participation and thoughtful contribution. Together, we have managed to identify a range of innovative ideas and approaches, and these insights are not only promising, but also pivotal for the effective functioning of the CD. Importantly, this discussion has served as a platform to reduce distrust and build confidence among us. The open exchange views and the willingness to listen and to understand different perspectives have been very encouraging, and it's demonstrating our collective commitment to moving forward in a spirit of consensus. Ambassador and colleagues, as we navigate the challenging aspect of our program of work, I remain hopeful, yet cautious. It seems like we are beginning to see encouraging signs that we are moving closer to our objective. However, we must remember that nothing is finalized until everything is agreed upon. It is really important for us to keep moving quickly and not lose the progress that we have worked hard to achieve, and I know how much this matters. Over the past 2 weeks, I have undertaken a series of consultations in a bilateral format with a numerous delegation. This discussion has been very helpful, for me at least, in identifying common ground and understanding in different views on the program of work. And I was grateful to see that many delegations really want us to agree on a decision on the work of the conference. This eagerness, I believe, is a positive sign and motivates us, especially me, to move forward with the clear goals. It's also heartening to note that not a single delegation has sought to undermine our collective efforts towards achieving consensus. As a president, I see this as an invaluable asset, which will be able to empowering us to continue our works with confidence. However, I cannot do this alone. Your guidance, your support, and your active engagement are very crucial. As a way forward, I intend to continue my consultation on a possible draft decision to work on the conference until the end of this week, taking the draft proposal developed under the first presidency as our basis for deliberation on a draft decision. Let us remain committed to our shared objective, working together to make procedural and substantive progress in CD for a safer and a more secure world. And at this point, I invite delegation to raise their nameplates in case they wish to take the floor. I can recognize on my list, I would like to invite Ambassador of Russia Federation to have the floor. You have the floor, Ambassador.